me remember.
Well, what about the things an elephant has?
Tusks.
Would you say that's about the same thing a hog has?
Yeah, they look about like the same. It's not quite as long.
Are they? Now, the thing you put the food in for a hog would be called what?
A trough.
If you had three or four of them, you might say, I had three or four.
Troughs.
Do you have any name for a hog that's grown up wild?
A boar.
Okay. Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do with him?
Slaughter.
An operation you might...
Castrate.
Would you use the same term for a horse or a calf or a tomcat?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, are there any other words you might use?
No.
Noise made by a calf when it's being weaned. You'd say the calf began to...
bay?
No.
Oh, let me think.
Now, perhaps you could tell me what the gentle noise that a cow makes during feeding time would be.
Moo.
All right. How about a noise that a horse makes?
Oh, they whinny.
All right. Say you've got some horses, mules, cows, and so forth. And when they're getting hungry, you would have to go out and...
call them in.
Or feed. You would go out and feed the animals.
Animals.
Do you have any name you would apply to a whole bunch of different kinds of animals?
The livestock.
Okay. If you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, do you have any name for all of them?
Fowl.
All right. A hen on a nest of eggs is called what?
Setting.
Okay. The place where the chickens live?
What? The hen house.
Okay. If it's just a little rude shelter built out in the open for the little chicks to run in under out of the rain. Do you have any name for that one?
Oh, just shelter.
Okay. Now, what do you call that larger, that piece of bone, rather, when you eat a chicken, that your children like to have so they can pull it apart and see how it'll break?
The wishbone. Pulley bone.
Okay, what do you call the larger piece of that bone? The one, I guess the one that breaks off.
The breastbone?
No, I just thought perhaps you had a name for when you broke the wishbone in half.
Well, we call it the pulley bone.
Okay. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat?
The giblets.
All right. Inside part of the pig or calf that you eat?
I never did eat it, but they call, tripe.
The part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in. Mm. What do you stuff sausage in sometimes?
Casing.
Well, what kind of casing is it?
Oh, let me think.
Is it from the animal itself?
Sometimes they use it from the animal themselves.
Okay. What part of the animal would they be using?
The intestines.
Okay. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you would say it's what time?
Feeding time.
Okay. Okay, now, in calling cows, to get them from the pasture, what would you say?
Suey. No, a suey's a hog. Here, bossy.
Okay. Now, to make them stand still during milking, what would you say?
Many cows as I've ever milked, and I can't remember.
How about calling a calf?
Here, calf.
Okay. Did you have any calls to mules or horses to make them go right or left?
Gee, horse.